I will not say older again, but my timeline's in all experience.
What up, EuroLeague fans? Welcome to another episode of A Quarter with Kyle High. Today, we have a very, very special guest. One of the up-and-coming, you know, young stars. In my opinion, he's a star already in EuroLeague. Real Madrid's own Bejan Musa. Musa, man, what's up, man? How's everything?
What's going on, bro? Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you taking the time out. First of all, you know, this is your, I guess you could say, your first complete, you know, season of EuroLeague, you know, starting out. So, you know, what are your early impressions of EuroLeague basketball so far?
It's an unbelievable feeling, you know, to compete with the best players in Europe and in the world, quite so. It's really, really special feeling every night to come out and to perform in front of the fans around the Europe, you know, in such a great cities. But the competitiveness of EuroLeague, I was a little bit surprised how big it was. You have to prepare yourself for another level. So it's quite challenging, but I'm hoping that I will continue to be prepared like I was up until now.
Now, for me, you know, you're only 23 years old, but it feels like you've been around, you know, for a long time in Europe, you know, with all your stardom in the youth basketball and, you know, being in the NBA at a young age. But to me, you play with such maturity. You don't play like the average 23-year-old. So where did you get that sense of maturity from on the court?
First of all, appreciate it on the words, bro. And the second of all, you know, it's just being around the teammates who have experience. You know, when I was 16, instead of Vito, when we were playing in EuroLeague, I had James White around me. I had Harry Walker, Jacob Pullen. All of those guys helped me a lot to mature before the time and to realize what kind of game we're in, what kind of game we play. And then second of the year, I had Demetrius Nichols with me. So that is another guy who helped me a lot in my maturity, understanding the basketball more, you know, how to prepare yourself, how to recover good. So all of those guys, you know, I like to listen a lot. I like to learn from the other teammates. I will not say older teammates, but like, you know, other teammates. I'm trying to, you know, every day to learn some new stuff. And especially right now when I have these incredible guys around me, you know, it's very easy to play mature basketball.
Yeah, and also speaking of, you know, mature teammates, you know, you have, you know, Sergio, Yul, Chacho, and Rudy Fernandez, who are, you know, have legendary figures in not only EuroLeague basketball, but European basketball. So, you know, what have you learned from them, you know, both on and off the basketball court?
As I said before, like, we're here, big family, you know, and they welcomed me, Mario, and Pete when we came. Like, they welcomed us like we were part of the family for 10 years. And that's a special feeling that you have, you know, that connection with the teammates, with the coaching staff. And for me, the most important thing that they showed us is the how to be a Real Madrid player, you know, all three of them. Like, it's big pressure, of course, but it's unbelievable feeling to wear the white jersey every night that you're playing in front of the fans. And you know, it's something that will stick around me even when they finish with the basketball. Something that you know, in the first previous days, like when we came to the preseason, the type of energy that they had, it was unbelievable. You know, when they, I will not say older again, but my timeline's in all.
It's experience.
Came on the first practices, and they showed, like, first of all, maturity, then energy, defense, everything. Like, they were talking a lot. So that's something that sticks with me a lot, you know, the respect that I have for them. It's on the charts.
I'm curious about, you know, the locker room and you kind of get to know the guys in Madrid. You know, one of the things that you guys have there, you have a eclectic group of guys from all different type of cultures. You know, you already mentioned Mario, you already mentioned, you know, the Spanish guys. You have the group of, you know, with Yabusele and Crozier, the French guys, and, you know, Tavares and the Americans. So, you know, what kind of, like, you know, sense and what kind of feel do you guys, relationship do you guys have, you know, in a locker room, knowing that you guys from all over, you know, different places, you know, the world?
You already know how it's in the locker rooms. You know, there's a lot of joking around going around, you know, so it's, you know, we're joking around from one country to the other.
yeah,
trying to learn some, you know, stuff from the different cultures, like the languages. I will not say what I learned, but like it's already kind of, you know what I learned, but like it's unbelievable when you have a good guys around you. You know,
yeah,
you all have like good persons. So that, for me, that's what's most important. You know, that you have to rely on your teammates all in, and vice versa. You know, they can rely on us too, on the new guys. So that's something that is special here. You know, you can call whoever the player you want in 12 o'clock at night. You know, and they will be able to help you, not just on court but off the court. We're a big family. So I'm very surprised by the welcome we got.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting like, oh, that's because we just came and this that. But I'm here already for 4 or 5 months and that hasn't changed. So it's something special here.
That's definitely special. Now, and you talk about culture, and I want to talk a little more about your culture. You know, your whole country is Bosnia, and you know, even at a young age, you know, you have done so much, you know, for your home city and for your hometown. So talk about, you know, why is that important for you to kind of give back and inspire, you know, the next generation of basketball players, the next Musa behind you? Why is that so important for you?
It's unbelievably important for me. You know, I even wanted to do some camps like starting this year in my country, just to show the guys that I'm with them, that I want to show them the path that they have to go to succeed. You know, not all of us will succeed, of course. You know that.
Yeah.
You have to have luck. You have to have something from the gods, you know, putting it in your way. But like, it's the thing that, even though we're from small country, I had adversity too, like during my career, a lot, like going from my hometown at the age of 11, leaving mm-hmm. my parents, leaving my brother, family, all of me behind, just for the basketball. I risked that life of childhood and everything to become a professional basketball player. And you know, I wanted to show the guys and the kids right now that you have to sacrifice if you want to, you know, reach your goals, of course, and that you can succeed from such a small country. Before me, you had Mirza Teletovic, you had Josef Nurkic, Rao, you had Mirza Delibasic, you have all of those players. But like this new generation of media and stuff, you know, you already know, in social media and stuff,
yeah,
they were better like to be at home and or scrolling Instagram, TikTok or something like that, you know, than to be out there practicing.
Let me find out you do a TikTok dances at the side hole sometimes.
that's not gonna happen. You know, that's something that I want to show the guys, that if you want to succeed, you gotta put in the work. You know, you gotta disconnect from the you know, all of those stuff that are distracting you if you want to succeed in basketball, in your life, generally.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely important, man. I think that's definitely something special that you do. Like I said, I've seen you build, you know, basketball courts, different things like that, man. So to be, you know, at such a young age, and like I said, I think you're one of your most mature, you know, basketball players, both one on the court that I've met. So, I mean, that's definitely something special. I encourage you to
appreciate it. Enjoy that.
Thank you. Now, the last two questions before we go on to our quick 1 minute clutch time segment. You know, you played for Real Madrid, who is one of the biggest clubs in the whole entire world. Everywhere you go, from anywhere walks of the world, you know, people know about Real Madrid. So what does that mean, you know, for you to wear those colors, you know, every single day to represent, you know, such a prestigious club like Real Madrid?
And I said, you know, my path wasn't perfect all along the way.
Yeah.
But like I feel for myself and for my family that the reward was waiting for me to play in Real Madrid and to have such a big role, you know. For me, that's one of the most amazing things that happened to me in my career. Something that is very special around this club is when you come to the practice facility, when you come to everything around the club, it's so well organized. It's you know, you have from the cooking staff to the coaching staff to the locker rooms to everything. The guys are making sure that we feel like you only have to play basketball. Everything else we will take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, when you come into that environment and you have this you know, logo on your chest, it's hard not to give 100% every time you're on practice or in the game. So it's, as I said, it's an amazing feeling wearing this and to have walking around in Madrid and the people recognizing you, you know, and it's unbelievable feeling, really.
Now you were a part of, even though you didn't play as much, you know, part of the EFES, you know, EuroLeague championship.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when you walk into Madrid, you see the EuroLeague titles and, the EuroLeague trophies, and you know, some of the numbers on your team have won EuroLeague. For you, you know, being that you were, you know, part of, you know, kind of witness to what Efes went through with, and now being part of this type of club in Madrid, what would it mean for you personally to win a EuroLeague title?
That's the primary goal, you know. That's the primary goal of every player, but for me especially, like, because you know, as I said, from the path that I went through and the all ups and downs and stuff, that I'm finally stable somewhere, and I feel like that's my primary goal, and I will do everything that's in my power to help the team, of course, to win the only, but as we said in Madrid here, going step by step, game by game, and the titles will come. That's our goal in the season, and we're talking a lot about that in the practices and games. But like, as I said, it's the primary goal, that it will be a dream to come true for me.
Definitely, man. I definitely wish you a lot of luck in that, man. I think the way your career has been going so far, man, you definitely have a bright path, and you know, a lot of future of lifting many titles and many trophies in your future coming soon.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Now I'm gonna give you some short questions. You just give me your short answers. You know, one word, a couple words, if possible. Your go-to warm-up song. What is it?
Oh, Bosno Behar Probehara. That's from the Bosnian song.
Your Bosnian song, right?
Yeah.
Your favorite pregame meal?
Pasta with red sauce and chicken.
Nice. That's kind of the go-to for everybody, right? The state
for everybody. You don't mess around with that.
No, not at all. And also the diet fishes, the people around us don't allow us kind of the outfit. Do you have any pregame superstitions or pregame routines that you could share?
Yeah, I always wear the right shoes first, and I step on the court with the right leg.
That's dope. Anything special that you keep in your locker?
I have something that my mom gave me in my suitcase always.
What shows are you currently watching when you're on the road?
When I'm on the road, I just finished Peaky Blinders. And I finished that, and I'm starting to look for the new shows, because you know how the troops are in New York. You gotta stay involved.
Last question: what is your go-to game sneaker?
Right now, Donovan Mitchell's issue 4 or 5. I'm not sure, but like the new ones, they're amazing. So I'm going with that.
Nice, man. Well, I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you stepping in the corner with me. Yeah, I wish you best of luck the rest of the season. I mean, you already know I'm a fan of yours. So, you know, I'm hoping for the best for you, not only this season, but in your future. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Appreciate it, brother, for having me. You're such a legend, and it was really, really, really important for me to be here, and I'm glad that I was here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. EuroLeague fans, thank you for taking the time for watching. Make sure you check out future episodes of A Quarter with Kyle Hines coming very soon. Thank you. Take care.